I'm absolutely willing to give the Greens a shot. I'm tired of the big three jostling for position and always just saying that's the right thing to get the voters.
That was live on The Rush. Just before we went to break, our listeners weighing in on last night's televised debate in this provincial election campaign, where the consensus is the most confident, comfortable, effective leader in that debate, Ontario Greens Mike Schreiner. And he joins us now on the line on The Rush on Newstalk 1010 Toronto. Hello.
Hi, Rashmi's close.
How you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling a lot of momentum coming out of the debate, getting positive feedback, and most of my candidates are saying they're seeing a boost in energy in their campaigns.
Mr. Schreiner, how would you respond to people who say, well, the leader of the Green Party can say essentially anything because he's not going to be the next premier? He had nothing to lose, so it was easy for him to be the star of the show. What's your response to that claim?
Well, I think people are looking for honesty and authenticity from political party leaders, and I think that's what we delivered last night. And, you know, we've put out a fully costed platform. We're putting out responsible policies that offer new solutions to old problems. And I think that's the message I delivered last night.
And the way you performed is being noted by so many. You didn't stutter. You didn't miss a beat. You had some direct questions for all of the party leaders. You also said the biggest strain on our healthcare system is poverty. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to all kinds of healthcare providers who say that, you know, so many people accessing the healthcare system are people who are low income and are there because they're not getting other supports in our community. I can't tell you how many police officers or emergency first responders I talk to who say, you know, we're on a first name basis with so many of the people we take in to the emergency room who are there because they have a mental health or a substance use issue. And so I'm saying, let's provide stable housing for people. Let's move people out of legislative poverty. Let's provide people with the mental health and addiction support they need in our communities to help take pressure off of our hospitals.
Mike Schreiner is the leader of the Ontario Green Party, and we're reflecting back on last night's leadership debate and discussing some of the pillars of the Green Party's platform ahead of the June 2nd provincial election. This is The Rush, News Talk 1010 Toronto. Mr. Schreiner, I feel that you have led the way on your call to double the monthly payment of the Ontario Disability Support Program. If you could take us through, and so if I was somebody who was counting on ODSP, which I am not, but if I was, I would vote for your party. Can you take us through how you got to that number, and as you have a fully costed platform, how you would help to pay for that increase among some of your other proposals?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, people who are on Ontario Disability Support are living in legislative poverty. Literally, they're trying to survive on $1,100 a month. I mean, you tell me any city in Ontario right now where you can even find an apartment for $1,100 a month, let alone paying your other bills, putting food on the table, et cetera. You know, there are studies that have shown that poverty is costing the province $33 billion a year, and the damage it's doing to people's lives. And I just say, we're better than this as Ontarians. And during the pandemic, you know, the federal government decided that, you know, people needed a couple thousand dollars a month to be able to survive and meet their basic needs and get through the pandemic. Well, people on disability right now are being asked to survive on $1,100. And oftentimes they have higher expenses because to their unique health needs. And so we thought doubling made sense. It brings people up to with disabilities up to the low income cutoff level. And it's at an amount that we think Canadians became accustomed to and acceptable, that's the kind of money that people needed to at least get through month to month.
So you're listening, you're conveying these messages, and people are responding after last night's debate, Mr. Schreiner. How do you capitalize on this? You mentioned a couple of ridings in last night's debate. Are those what you're focusing on in this campaign?
Well, you know, I'm working hard to support the fantastic candidates we have in all 124 ridings around the province. We also know that we need to be strategic and target some of the ridings where historically we've done really well. In Parry Sound Muskoka, we were in second place in the last election, and we believe Matt Richter, who's running again, is in a good position to you know, break through and be the second Green MPP in Ontario's history. I look at somebody like Diane Sachs at the University of Rosedale. I mean, she was a former environment commissioner, and I like to say to Mr. Ford, he fired the wrong environment commissioner. She is one of the top international lawyers in the world. But we also have other fantastic candidates. I think in Toronto, Abhijit Manet, our male deputy leader in Beaches East York. I look at Laura Campbell and Dufferin Caledon, who's been leading the charge against Highway 413. And so we have strong candidates everywhere, and I'll be around supporting each and every one of them.
So there are no time limits here on this program. We are going to give you the opportunity to do something that you didn't get to do last night, and that's when you had your one-on-one moment with the incumbent premier, Doug Ford, and he turned to you and he said, look, I can work with Mr. Schreiner. At least he's honest. At least he's honest about wanting to ramp up regulations and tax people more. I wish you'd rub off on the two other members of the opposition up here on the dais. How would you? You smiled. We saw that. But then time was up. How would you have responded to the premier had you had the opportunity?
Well, first of all, I'm a longtime small business owner, and there's a lot of red tape and regulations out there that, as a small business owner, I didn't like and I think need to be reformed. But most of the red tape, so-called red tape Doug Ford's been dismantling, are the environmental protections that protect our farmland, protect the wetlands, that, you know, clean our drinking water and protect us from flooding, that protect the places we love. And many of those regulations were actually brought in by former conservative governments, especially the Bill Davis government, like the Environmental Assessment Act and a whole host of other things. So I don't call protecting farmland, protecting wetlands, protecting the places in this province people love to experience red tape. And then on the costing side of things, you know what? The pandemic has revealed deep cracks in the foundations of our province, particularly in our systems of care, especially when it comes to our healthcare system. And we're going to need funds to strengthen that because we can't paper over those cracks. We have to fix the foundation. We're going to need some money to do that. And we're asking higher income earners to pay a bit more to make the investments we need in our communities. And we're also saying no to these election gimmicks, the whole license plate sticker thing. The bottom line is that disproportionately benefits wealthy households who can own multiple cars. For, you know, a single car family or for a family who can't even afford a car, the amount of benefit they get from that is negligible compared to the fact that we need to be investing in ensuring people have access to healthcare services, housing affordability, mental health services, and other vital public services, not to mention the need to get ourselves climate ready to succeed in the new climate economy, but to also make sure our communities are protected from the increasing severity of extreme weather events.
Ontario Green Party leader Mike Schreiner is live on The Rush with Rashmi Nair and Scott MacArthur. Excuse me. To Scott's point, we do have timelines here and deadlines, and we have 1 minute sure. left with you, Mr. Schreiner. On the campaign trail, when you hear from supporters, who had they voted for in the past if they intend to vote Green now? Where are you siphoning votes from? Which parties?
You know, we have people who are coming to us who are progressive-oriented conservatives, Liberal, NDP, and a lot of people who just oftentimes don't vote because they don't feel like the other three parties really speak to them. And because we're offering new solutions to, you know, old problems and a whole new way of doing politics, it's motivating people who may have not voted in the past.
Mr. Schreiner, you know, I hope we never get to the point in our society, because it is a global issue, aside from just a national or even a provincial issue. But I hope we never get to a point in our society where we look back in hindsight when it's too late and say, you know, the Greens were on to something, particularly about the climate. I hope we are not reenacting in real life the final scene of Don't Look Up, where everybody's just going, man, you know, we could have got this right, but we didn't. We appreciate your joining us today. We thank you for breaking down last night with us, and we wish you well on the campaign trail over the next 2.5 weeks. Mike Schreiner is the provincial Green Party leader.